The Quaid Things podcast is brought to you by Shake Music Zine. Get your copy at shakemusiczine.com.
And welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Things podcast. I am hanging out here in Lubbock, Texas, at a unnamed residence, just chilling. Before we start the episode, I want to give a special shout out to Shake and everything that they do for the podcast and the Smith Music Group. You guys are dope. And thank you to the listeners of the podcast. You know, it is after the first of the year. I did not get to do a first of the year, you know, thank you, blah, 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 holiday bullshit. But for real, thank you. Everybody that listens to the podcast, shares my stuff, all of my guests, all of my friends, people that supported me, thank you. You guys rock. This would not be possible without you dudes. With that being said, Ironclad Custom Services, y'all fucking rock too. Shout out to Captain Paul. You know, if you need anything done, just check out their website. That you can. There's a list of everything that they do there. You can't ask for better quality work from better quality people. They're just fucking awesome. And they're firefighters, or that's what Paul does on it's his day job, man, which is awesome. So he's a first responder, and, you know, he's literally the guy that will save your life if you need him. So help out those kind of people. We'll make sure to support our first responders. And without further fucking ado, my guest this week, Jackie Darlene. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just hanging out, man. It's a not windy day in Lubbock for once. We don't have these very often. Yeah, it's super fucking nice. Like, we're on a back porch.
You just need a light jacket.
Yeah, no, I'm wearing
light jacket weather.
Yeah, that's all I'm wearing. Like, I don't even have a shirt on under this.
Yeah, it's great, dude.
No, I got out of my
sweat. That's rock and roll.
No, it's my day off, so I'm lazy today. It's like, I have to put on pants to come over here. But I'm not putting on a shirt. I'm just too lazy for that
today. I can totally relate.
So how have you been, man? You been good?
I've been great.
Heck yeah. Just hanging out in Fort Worth now, right? Isn't that where you're living?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck kind of birds are those?
Oh, those are geese, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, we live in Fort Worth for like a year and a half. And I play a lot of shows around there, obviously.
Yeah.
But there are still my little runs I get to do, like up here in Lubbock and New Braunfels and other places as such. And it's been fun doing this full time.
That's what's up. Yeah, we were supposed to cut this podcast this last summer when I was up in Fort Worth, and our time frame just never matched up. I see you at the bar, and it was too late, or you know, I would be doing something, or you would be doing something, and it just never matched up. But I'm super glad we got to do this.
Me too.
And you played at Blue Light. It was one of your first big show at Blue Light.
Yeah, my first real book show.
Heck
I've been up on that stage a couple times, but it was, you know, for open mic or because David made somebody let me get on stage.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
It is awesome.
This is me and Zach booked this acoustic gig there Tuesday night.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Heck yeah.
They take real good care of you there.
They do, man. It's the happiest place on earth, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just love. But, I mean, was it a good show, man? Did you feel good about it? Did you have fun?
Yeah. We had a great time. The sound was awesome. And we had some listeners in there.
Heck yeah.
Just hanging out. So it was a cool laid back. We didn't really party too hard, but we didn't feel great the next day.
Blue Light always wins.
So it does.
It doesn't
somehow
win by a lot, but it always wins.
It won a little bit the other day.
Oh, did it now?
For sure.
Yeah, because you were at Blue Light yesterday, and then weren't you at the Spoon last night?
We were at the Spoon Monday night.
Oh, that's right.
So we had last night off.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, well, I fucking love the Spoon, too. They're, in my opinion, they have the best wings in Lubbock.
I did not get to eat the wings.
Well, next time you're up here, dude. I shit you not. Like, I dig wings a lot. And, like, okay, shout out to my boy Adam Kurtz with American Aquarium. He also has a Instagram page called The Wingdom, or Wingdom Review. And, he just orders wings everywhere he goes on the fucking road.
That's cool.
Does, like a full-length write-up on them on this Instagram page. And, like, rates them and everything. And it's great. And next time they're in town, I've got to get them to go to the Spoon. Because I think they're some of the best wings I've ever had.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll have to try them next time.
For sure. But was that a good gig, too? Because that's a fun room just to go drink at.
It was fun, but it was the national championship game. And so everyone that was there did not know what to think about us. Like, they were not music listeners. You could tell just
they were there for the football.
By their demeanor. And they were wearing jerseys and all this stuff. And they just didn't think anything of us, I don't think. But there's, you know, that happens.
Yeah, it does.
It's a Monday night. I should have known about the football thing, but yeah. I don't even watch it.
I don't either. I don't even know the rules of baseball.
Well, really? That's yeah. hilarious. Because we're talking about football.
I know. It's a joke.
It was a good one.
But no, I mean, I watch tech games just because that's what you do in Lubbock. But really, other than that, I never played in school, so it's not anything that, you know, that I'm big on. My family's not big on sports, so.
Neither is mine.
So, did you grow up in a musical family? Because, like, you're creating one right now.
Yeah.
Because that's awesome.
My mom sings and plays, so does my aunt and my uncle, and then, of course, my grandfather. But my grandfather on my dad's side as well, they were both singers. Both of my grandfathers on both sides were singer-songwriters from Central Texas.
That's awesome.
And they were both amazing. Like,
did they have, like, records out back in the day?
So my Aunt Carol has a bunch of stuff of my granddad on my dad's side okay. in boxes. I've never had the pleasure of hearing it. And the story of how he didn't make it in the music is kind of sad. A lot of family heartbreak and to alcohol ruining things. And basically she left him with the kids and said, you've got to take care of them now. And for a while, I think she came back eventually, but he had to quit music. Mm-hmm. So he never really made it, but he did write a song called Just a Girl I Used to Know that ended up being cut. He sold it to somebody for $50. And then who cut it? Ray Price cut it. And then Leanne Womack cut it, too.
Oh, and, no shit.
Yeah, but he sold it for $50. And, like, it just drives me nuts because they used to do that all the time back then.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he probably could have made it if he had not sold that song.
If he'd have just stuck with it.
Yeah. And then my grandpa, you know, my mom's side wrote all the songs for George Strait. And
I didn't know that.
All my exes live in Texas. And does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
No shit.
I thought you asking me if I had a musical family was a rhetorical question.
No, like, that's what
just
I love.
So I would talk about it.
No, this is great.
Like, hey, I can't believe you didn't know that. No. I thought I told you one time.
Every time we see each other, one of us is highly intoxicated. Let's be completely honest. this is really one of the first times I think we've hung out outside of the bar. I mean, being at shows or like seeing each other at a show somewhere, like, you know. But no, this is cool. I get to learn about your family today, and so do our listeners. So.
Yeah. Music through and through.
That's fucking awesome.
It was like I never wanted to do anything else I never even realized what my grandpa had done in music until I was like in my teens. So I was already had the desire before I knew about all of that. So it was definitely a natural thing. And I taught myself everything. My mom didn't teach me anything on guitar, even though I wanted her to, but she bought me one and she was like, you're on your own.
But did they still like encourage you to do this? Are they still like behind you to do music stuff?
That's always, awesome. Always.
That's what's up.
Yeah. First talent show when I was in seventh grade, I didn't win. I got second place, but, I was so serious about it from middle school on.
That's fucking dope, man.
Thanks.
Like there's nothing I really wanted to like do my entire life. You know, like I was born to do something. Like, I've never really had that feeling about anything. You know what I mean? I'm kind of jealous.
It is cool.
It is fucking awesome.
But I do, like, I love my friends that had that time where they were thinking about what it is they were meant to do. And they're, like, you know, doing the college thing. And in some ways, I wish I could have experienced that, too.
Right.
Just the opening, like having an open mind about what you're going to do. But for me, it's like I've always known it's going to be music. But I might try to put my eggs in different baskets, you know, or my hands in different fires.
Right. Well, I mean,
along the way.
You should, man. You should always try to do something, you know, always try to do something that scares you or challenges you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I keep a day job, or I try to. It just depends on what's going on. But, like, you know, I'm always trying to do this, you know, doing the podcast, and every episode scares the shit out of me. Like, I'd want to have a mini anxiety attack before I hit this button. But
did it help you that my daughter was screaming bloody murders? She was way worse off than you.
No, not... Yeah.
Did that make it worse?
No, it didn't make it worse. It didn't at all, but it was like, all right, this is real. Like, we're doing this.
Yeah, this is real life.
Yeah, but I really dig it, man. I like it.
Thanks.
And, you know, I'm looking to get some new work paperwork shit, like permit, like fucking licenses and stuff like that. Like, I'm looking to get into a new, like, day job industry. So, because I'm sick of fucking labor. Like, I'm too skinny for this shit. I'm getting too old for it. My liver doesn't bounce back and I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate.
Yeah. And I'm not even 30 yet. This is good. I mean, it's going to be fun. I'm not going to say this is bad, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
But speaking of, you know, back to the original question, you're creating a musical family as well. You've got your daughter now. Like, mm-hmm. does she love just chilling when you're playing music and stuff? Like, how interested is she when you're, like, practicing at home?
She loves the guitar. She likes to bang on it, you know, mm-hmm. strum on the strings. And then she'll walk over to the piano and bang on that and sing. And it's like, she's for, like, 5 minutes. So, like, she's writing something, but we have no idea what she's saying. But it's just the cutest thing ever. So she has a high interest. Because I think it's all she's ever been around, so mm-hmm. that'll be cool to see what happens with that.
That is awesome, dude.
Yeah, hopefully me and her can play together. That'd be cool.
Yeah, give it 10 years, see what happens, 15 years.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, what's it like being, like, a mom as well? Because you're actually my first female guest I've had on the podcast, which I think is great because... like, I don't think the female perspective gets, like, really talked about enough in the scene. And I'm not going to make that, like, the point of this podcast or anything. But, right. like, and, you know, I also get, like, the mom perspective now, too. Like, how much has the dynamic changed? Because you've been doing this for a while. Like, you know, how much has it changed since?
The dynamic?
Yeah, like, with playing music. Like before versus after.
I think it helped me because before Marley, I went out all the time mm-hmm. and tried to keep up with the whole scene that, you know, gets fucked up and, you know, just bullshits around a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not saying nobody works hard because no. that's not true, but
the party hard too.
There's this, you know, there's this stigma on Texas musicians that you kind of have to be down to party and everything. And that actually made it harder for me to succeed. And it made me worse as a person and probably less respected as a female artist also. And so some of it you can do to yourself. Now, fast forward to me finding out I was pregnant. I had to quit drinking, so I stopped going out.
Right.
And before people found out I was pregnant, they were like, oh, she's sobering up. She's like, you know, people started respecting me a little more in certain ways, but they didn't know I was pregnant yet. And then I announced that, and I still haven't really gotten back into that, and I don't plan to. So now, not partying,
mm-hmm.
it's still hard as a female in some ways, but that's just a natural thing, I think, in music. And like in the right. Texas scene.
Yeah, well, I mean.
And that's just the truth, and I'm not trying to start any shit or talk shit.
Yeah,
that's
no.
really the truth, is that it is kind of hard to break it as a female artist in the Texas scene when everyone that's on the chart is a male. Or everyone that's on a festival lineup is a guy, mm-hmm. you know, it makes it harder. But I'm more interested in listening rooms anyways. So I don't really see it as a problem for, like, me personally. But I kind of feel with other girls that I know that play music that mm-hmm. work really hard, you right. know.
Because, I mean, I've talked with a lot of chicks about this because, you know, it's the scene. Everybody knows everybody. We're all friends. You know, like, I've talked to other people about this before, but just not, like on the podcast. I kind of wanted to get a perspective, you know what I mean? Because people want to know. Because, like, it's not really, I mean, it's mentioned sometimes and stuff like that, and you hear things, you know, on people's Twitters and stuff like that. But, like, nobody really gets, an actual fucking point of view, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't really have a big one now. I used to think a lot more about it, but I've just got so many other things on my plate that, like, worrying about, you know, it being hard as a female, worrying about that or thinking about it is just not going to help anything. So I just try to ignore that stigma
right.
and just, like, work hard and do what I'm supposed to do and hope that everything falls into place. And so far it's working.
That's the way it does, man. And it will. You just, I mean, like you said, you're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're busting your ass, and so, like, it's gonna, good things are gonna come, bro.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works. Good things happen with good people.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
No problem, man. But, like, what is one of the furthest gigs you've played outside of Texas?
The furthest gig, I guess that would be Nashville. And I haven't, you know, I haven't spent a ton of time up there, but I think that's the furthest gig I've played away, which is kind of sad. But my goal this year is to see as many pretty beautiful places I've never seen as possible. Okay. So on the list of like Colorado, Oregon, maybe Washington.
Have you started
Northern California?
Have you started trying to look to book that yet? Like looked at venues and stuff?
Not yet, but you know, it's like the first week in January. So it's on my mind.
Yeah.
And so at least I can start forming some thoughts and some plans and then go about that. So we'll see. But I definitely want to go out west more than I do the other way this right. year. And then maybe next year do East Coast stuff.
Heck yeah. Are you going to take her on the road with you?
If it's for a long period of time, for sure. If like, okay, so if I'm just going out of town though for 3 days, right. like she'll stay with my mom, which I'm doing that for the first time, January 20th. Mm-hmm. I'm going up to Nashville to kickstart the album.
Yeah. You're cutting a record with Will Hogue.
Yeah. Which he's producing it with me. I'm pretty excited.
That's amazing, man. Congratulations. Cause like, I think 2015 was the last. When was the last album you put out?
That was 2016.
2016. I knew I was close there. Why Do I Cry did great. I mean, like, I was working at the Rebel when that song hit. Mm-hmm. And, like, we played the shit out of it.
Yeah, y'all did, and I really appreciate that.
Shout out to Wild. Love you, dude.
Yeah, for real. Thank you.
But, like, where do you see this record going? Because that's an amazing opportunity, man. And I haven't got to hear any of your new material. So, because I haven't got to hear anything you're going to put on this record, I don't think.
Well, tune in tonight.
I'm going to.
Please, and then I'll be playing.
Yeah, because you're playing with Texas FM Live tonight at Cook's, which I think is awesome. I'm not going to be able to make it. I've got shit I've got to do. But it's, I mean, you can listen to it online or, you know, online on an app and everything. And so that's, mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to fucking tune in.
Clean my house a little bit. Thank you, man.
Some shit down. No problem.
It'd be fun. What was the question, though, you were talking about? I'm going out of town.
Yeah.
For 3 days. So that'll be the first time I'm away from her for 3 days. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty stoked about it just to get this record started and have no distraction while I'm up there.
Heck yeah.
And where are the record's going? Where do I think it's going?
Yeah. What do you expect for, like, I don't know.
What are my expectations?
Right, I guess kind of the right questions in my mind are the right words are not in my mouth.
I gotcha. Expectations probably isn't the right word.
Yeah,
you can't really have those.
Fuck. We'll forego this question. I'll come back to it in my brain.
No, I can answer it.
Okay, we'll go for it.
Okay. Basically, I'm gonna put 10 songs on this record that I wrote, mm-hmm. and I would like to see some open doors maybe in publishing. Mm-hmm. I want to play listening rooms and be a songwriter. I don't want to. Tour full band, so I'm gonna just put that out there. I don't have any plans to do that, so
okay but yeah, see, that's kind of where my question was going.
Yeah, so I still want the record to do big things
right
on its own, like as me the artist and the writer,
right?
But if something wants to get picked up, you know, like I'm all game, and I'd be down to see what would happen.
Heck yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that was kind of where I was going. Was like, were you wanting to like tour this thing, you know, like
maybe a full band
kind of deal, but like
acoustic, yeah. Or duo or trio, something simple.
Thank you for answering your question. I didn't know how to say.
I totally get it.
Well, that's freaking awesome, man. I'm stoked for you about that.
Thank you. I'm pretty stoked myself.
So what's one of the dream venues you've got on your list? Like if you could pick one place that you could play this year. You know, like a goal for 2019. Like, what's a venue you want to hit?
Well,
or a listening room, I guess.
The Kessler. I would really love to play there. I'd really like to open for somebody at the Kessler.
That would be cool.
It would be really cool.
I love that room.
Me too. So that'd be one. And then there's a bunch of other places I really want to get into in 2019. And I'm just going to put my... Let's put some feelers out there and see what happens. And if I don't get to play as many as I want, that's okay.
Right.
Because it's like my job, so I'm just going to keep playing gigs regardless.
Word.
But it would be super tight to get into some cooler places.
Absolutely. You should look at some, like, when you're wanting to plan this whole westward adventure deal. You should try to look at some cool rooms out that way.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. Yeah.
Oh, it is. We're about 20 minutes in. Let me see how deep we are. So, as I know, you've got to get ready to go for West Texas Live. Or, what? Damn it. Texas FM Live. I've done that twice now. Not today, but it's 5:30.
It's 5:30 on the dot?
33.
Okay. Yeah, I probably should. I only have 25 minutes. That's why I'm stressed.
Word. I feel you. I feel you. All right. So.
Well, what are you doing in the morning? Do you have work?
I do, but I don't know what time yet. I'll let you know.
Because if you wanted to meet up in the morning, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, we could do like a part two.
Yeah. Cool. Let's do that.
Let's do that. If we don't get to do that, though, shout out who you want to give a shout out to real quick.
A shout out?
Yeah, just like you know, who's, you know, where are you playing next? You know, shout out to people who've, you know, worked with you on stuff like that. Like your positive vibes, your thank yous.
Well, I was not prepared for that, but I would like to put some thank yous out to all my friends and family out in Fort Worth and Waco and beyond, and got a lot of people that helped me get through in Fort Worth being a single mom.
Heck yeah.
And they know who they are, and thank you to David Wilde for spending my stuff in Lubbock all this last couple of years, making me look cooler than I actually am.
You are cool. And so is Wild. Love you, dude.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess that's it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know where I'm playing next. I have no idea.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So. We will. Magnolia Motor Lounge Sunday night, but I don't know if this will be up.
No, it won't be out by then. But I mean, you play Max pretty often, right?
I do. Go look at my Facebook. My Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out. I'll have the links in with the episodes. You guys can check that out. But yeah, we'll definitely do a part two. Shit, depending on what's going on, I'll try to make it out tonight. We can maybe hit it
That'd
after.
Cool.
We'll do it in the morning or whatever. I'll see what scandal I can handle.
Okay. Sounds good, bro.
Right on. Well, keep your eyes out for part two. It should be on the ass end of this episode. Hug your mom, pet your dog, don't be an asshole. See y'all in a little bit.